Why did the district want a bond proposal on the November ballot this year?
Well, you know, the district has been very fortunate to address many of our district needs over the past several years. And we've come forward with a bond package every 3 to 4 years, sometimes even as early as 2 to 3 years. And so we have continued to assess where we are with our facilities. And we also recognize that the cost that it's taking to address our facilities with new schools and just renovations, the best time is right now.
And can you explain some of the projects in the package, some of the initiatives that we might need to understand for November?
Well, the Bond 2016 package is pretty inclusive of really hitting a lot of schools across the city. Our past packages have really focused in on elementary for the most part, but then we were able to address some overcrowding issues, and we built a brand new school for Atkins Middle School and Veterans Memorial High School, and that was to help some crowding on the south side especially. This particular bond is going to focus more on the middle schools and address the needs at our other high schools. And so while they're not completely rebuilding of new high schools, it is giving them the renovations that they need to address the concerns that they currently face. And then as far as the middle schools, what we're dealing with there is the current schools that we have are just declining enrollments because of where they're located. Many of the children in those neighborhoods have moved on to going to universities or started their own families. And so there are a lot of retirees in those communities. So rather than have dwindling enrollment in those schools, we're taking, in some cases, two schools and consolidating them into one, but addressing the needs of the campus. So these middle schools, the average age of all the schools in this bond package is 60 years old. So our schools are very old. They were built in a day where there were no air conditioners, and the schools were built with the open concept. So students throughout the day are walking outside under covered walkways and entering their classrooms and exiting with the door that opens to the outside. Mm-hmm. And that's just how schools were built back in that day. So 60 years old average of these buildings that we're talking about, we'll be able to give them the state-of-the-art, current, modern schools that you're seeing nowadays. And the two examples that you see are Atkins Middle School and Veterans Memorial High School. Those have been so great for the city and for our students and staff. And, you know, that's important, too, because while we're trying to make the situation for schooling every day for our students better, we're also taking that into consideration for the current kids, kids to come, as well as our faculty and administration who are in those schools all day.
And can you tell us a little bit about how this will be funded?
Yeah, so we'll go to the voters in November asking for their support as we continue to address our facilities both short-term and then continue with our plans long-term. And asking them to support the bond package. So it'd be done through bonds. The package would involve no tax increase the first year or the second year. And in the third year, we would see a 3-cent increase. But we pay real close attention to that as we continue to decide when we can refinance those bonds. And so, for example, with the bond 2008, we were able to refinance those and save the district $14.8 million. And that's pretty significant, so that would continue to be our practice.
And what's the best way for the public to keep up with all this information? Is there a website or social media?
Yes, there is information on our district website. It's ccisd.us. And we will also be going across the community doing presentations. And if anyone is interested in us as a team coming out to their organization, we're excited to do that as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hernandez, for explaining that to us today. We appreciate your time.